to overlook. Along the corner of an old friend he lay turning, swinging from a metal bar, a pendulum churning. He was to me and is now to us. He will seek me, yet I am rancorous. I sold the self to permeability, now shrouded quotidian inability. I resent myself, albeit I am not there. I reach out to me, the blind bat caught in snare. In undertide, the thunder cried, grappling, grappling, happening, it's happening. A rat is dead, he is dead, he is led. He is an insect trapped in a shoe beneath my bed. For this shoe has no brother, sister, or mother. The insect is blind, blinded by stray fodder. Someone enter this lone shoe with a careless foot, diminish the rat, the insect, the dirt. Beat me, eat me, please defeat me, me is causing living death. Gift me return to my hollow hole, lift me beneath the earthen coal, smouldering skin rescind the shoal, a return I so yearn yet fear nothing more. A place of light and creation alone is a place barren and futile when grown into bone. I was raised on answers to implausible questions, now all of my questions have impossible answers. On peregrinating a return to start, we learn, we learn, we learn that. Originality comes not in the whole, but in the part.
Thanks, Ali. And next we have Marcel Kerner.
Thank you. I would like to read a poem again about the River Lee. I worked on it last time, it was very new. And then sometimes, you read it, you see the reaction of the audience, and then you said, something is wrong, you have to change the loop. And besides that, I would like to recommend a very good exhibition at the Crawford Art Gallery, Under the Golden Fish. There you can see different depiction of cork, and you see how cork changed over the times. And it's very interesting, and this poem is a little bit connected to the changing with the river and cork. It's called In Solitude. Everything flows while water composes the universe, falling from heaven in order to resurrect with passion, a pulse circulating between air and earth, knowing how premature conquerors need to breathe and be fed. Hence, they conquered you from the sea, drifting with famished wooden bellies and collided with your stream, which, previously unnamed, was rebellious and self-willed, floated its way in solitude. O Lee, your image floods with my mind, who transformed, again, O Lee, your image floods my mind, who transformed your physical wisdom into a rude but disobedient river. Early men followed the course you had long before determined, streets of marshes, bounded by hills, which its high center, the great rebel island. You look different now, and sometimes your outreach is an outcry towards the truth of human spirits. And yet, a river so loved and embraced will know the civilian's poetic license. Tunes are still written for recovery, that your landscape will hum alongside the passage of time. When our successors find a better way to live and walk on earth as long as they have breath to do so.
Thanks, Marcel. It's great to be on the Great Rebel Island. I like that little phrase there. Nice one. Cheers. Next we have Ada Dwyer.
To read to you from a new book, thank God. This collection, Bad News, Good News, Bad News, was out 2 months ago, so I'm reading from it for the first time in Cork. I hope you like it. I'm going to read a poem called The Whole History of Dancing. I have to warn you, the title is very misleading. May it's a contender for the most misleading title ever made. I don't know. The whole history of dancing. When Mikey did it, we all went into grief. After some time, we left grief. Like grief was a classroom where we'd taken a course, listened to our own saturnine thoughts, recounted memories, and received a certificate for doing so. We left, all but you. You seemed only to become more philosophic at first, nothing more, so we didn't worry, because we were all allowed to be somewhat changed, for the ground having run out beneath his Nissan's wheels that day. We all will have thought morbid things, imagined ghastly things. How the car might have hung gracefully in the air for a moment, for instance, in the manner of a gull, before its fast drop, the Atlantic swallowing it up and licking its salty lips. You were losing the grip of yourself in small, gradual increments, we agreed. All the lavishness was draining out of you, we could see, the smiling rogue, the chancer. You'd still come out for a night in the town, of course, but with each pint we thought might draw you back to yourself, you only seemed more unreachable. Your head bowed, standing on the edges of dance floors, all the girls at last able to move unimpeded by your groping hands, the swing of your pelvis, the inquiring rub of your groin on them. We waited and we hoped, and then the day came, and we were failures. You'd spent ages trying to slip quietly out of existence. By the time you slipped your head through the hangman's loop and leapt. And all that time, we'd been an audience, waiting instead of catching you, hoping instead of cutting the rope. And here we are now, thinking of the snap when the slack ran out, and imagining the dance your body must have danced, the loneliest in the whole history of dancing.
Thanks, Ed. Next we have Bernadette Carr.
Rummaging through my computer tonight thinking, what am I going to read? And just up on the screen came somebody lost his life, I think in Carrick and Shure, in the water. This is called The Sea Number One. The sea draws us in as we breathe. We immerse ourselves from the shore, eyes transfixed. All our worries drift away. We want or need for nothing. We are one with the sea, never wanting to leave. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernadette. Next we have Joe Sweeney.
Take about 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Now, if you're stuck for time, I can leave till the end.
As long as you start now.
2 minutes and I'll
already. Shamrock Private.
Having trouble getting good treatment? Have you had a bad experience in a public hospital? Well, don't despair. There is an alternative. Shamrock Private, Ireland's newest private hospital, offers a full range of operations. Even if you're already in a public hospital, you can ring us at any time, night or day, from your trolley, and we can send in our crack team and have you out of there immediately. And you get 20% off just for switching. Listen to some testimonials from ex-patients. Teresa O'Brien. The HSE told me I'd never walk again. Then I rang Shamrock Private. When their ambulance came, it didn't have blaring sirens that would put the heart across you like the usual ambulances, but were playing popular songs. In the midst of my pain, in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my pain, I suddenly heard, one day at a time, oh, Jesus. It was so heartening. A few minutes later, the ambulance men, all dressed in white, rushed in and began pushing the trolley out the doors of the hospital. It was thrilling, like a military operation. I had to give up my house to pay Shamrock Private, of course, but it was worth it to be well again. Teresa has had three successful knee operations at Shamrock Private and is currently finishing her fifth marathon. We're not only changing lives, we're saving them. Read Robert's story. Shamrock Private saved my life. They talked me down from the roof of a public hospital and told me not to worry. They could get me out of there. I can't describe how wonderful it felt to hear the Shamrock ambulance arriving. When they rescued me, it was Elvis night. They were playing, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time." And when they arrived, they played that. And as they were driving me back to Shamrock Plaza Private, they were playing, "Love me tender, love me true, never let me go." Shamrock saved my life. And in just over 20 years, I'd have made all the repayments. Robert Lowry, former busker, 27, fully recovered, finalist in X Factor. To celebrate our inauguration, we here in Shamrock Private are having a special opening gala sale. Order a lung transplant before the end of June and get it half price. Great savings can be made if you act quickly. Why not have more than one operation? Many people who come in often discover they need something else as well. For instance, you might come in for your appendix out and you might discover that your nose needs straightening. Lots of people have funny noses and are not aware of it. If so, we can give the second operation a 25% reduction. Some men who can't afford any more children and who don't trust their wives often opt for a quick vasectomy. Why wait for your tonsils to give trouble? Get them out at a bargain cut. Also, as part of our innovative three for the price of two offer, we can throw in a hip or a knee free. Now, our special deals are available until June, but remember, when the special offers are gone, they're really gone. When the three for two is finished, it's definitely finished. There are many different perks for coming to Shamrock. Parking is free, unlike public hospitals where even nurses have to pay. We take care of every little detail. Medical certs with the Shamrock Private stamp are sent out to your employer to remind them that you are still alive and need to be paid. Reminder letters are sent to health insurers, keeping them informed of your poor health and your heroic struggle to get well and return to work. And we are not in the least bit ageist. Many of our patients are well on, not necessarily well off. For these, we liaise with lending institutions. We can have loan advisors at your bedside before the operation to finalize repayment schedules. These flexi-light repayments can be as long-term as you like. Some people worry they might die and be unable to pay us, but there's no need whatever to worry. We can simply arrange for the sale of your house or simply sell your organs posthumously in a final settlement. The important thing is not to worry. We here at Shamrock only want you to get well. Don't take any chances with your health. Choose Shamrock Private, the hospital that really cares.
Patrick Carter, please.
To help cool us all down in this weather, I'm reading a poem called Sleep Talker in a Cold Climate. Over the crimson path of your tongue, my thrusts oust a friendly fiendkin, a sprite spitting idioms of joyful protest, plosive French whispers rustling midst wheeling limbs. You're a sleep talker I dare not rouse from your oblivious lair. In flaccid aftermath, you fail to recall any of the ghostly gabble. Your body's jet, my flint, lie in a florid zebra weave. When you stir to leave, the stars flicker in weakness. Your quitting back reflects the lunar sheen. Morning, blanketed by your scent, shedding colors is like stripping skin. Diving upright into cold is keen pain. As is fleeing the gazelle's form, you unpressed in my bed. Hell is the absence of your heat infusing my arms. Hellish, ghostly chill.
Thanks, Pat. And next we have Patricia Walsh.
Breezy apocalypse. Not wanting to live forever, a fancy arising, criminal fortitude wakes and wary, saying spirit to anyone, utilizing confederations, slowly cooking the invalid to a stringent cause. Eating receipts, there is a remnant of family dinner, the virtuous overdraft reigns the unnecessary, embarrassed by excess, humbled by purchases, property and borrowed time clings to glass. Alive enough to be researched to a small degree, pinned to a wall the best crucifixion there is. Witnesses do not have to knock my door, electronic mortifications prod just war. While collectively over tea, equalized by chance, like the minded Armageddon soothes the pace, yellowing pages betray whole to our facts, en route to our occupation of likened minds. The red light of indifference scores the expectations of an innocent donor cut to the marrow, enough food to coax the last remaining eyesore, ravaged to Christianity a closing box. Relatives still waiting on the other side, watching your every move, still immobile, powerless to stop the curse on your shoulder, deleting the obvious to keep us from starving. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Next we have Mia Bodagra.
I've been paging back and forth between this and trying to figure out something to read because it's a work in progress. I'm working on the young nerdy guy who's just feeling out of place and doesn't have something to latch on to. I suppose, who feels oppressed by the fact that there's a lot of oppression out there and he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what's quite real. It's kind of... He's just saying this. It's loud and it's bassy and I'm drunk. It's pathetic how they move. And she's quiet, she's not paying attention. So how do I say I'd pay attention to her? I'd listen because she is quiet, and so am I. But I could say, come home with me to my place with no booze and no smoke, and a flatmate whose makeup has ruined the sink, who scowls and fills the house with her bjors and one guy, always one guy, who I could never be.
And next we have Alexis Campbell Barrett.
Inspirations by Marcus Aurelius, Part 1. away your thirst so that you may not die murmuring. It is high time to perceive the universe from which you subsist as an effluence, and in that time you are circumscribed. Attain a calmer mind, as time will be gone, and you will be gone. An opportunity for peace will not be yours again. No matter how quiet reason is from my mind, I do not want to turn away, for it writes the words in this powerful play of time. Each hour I'll be reminded, valiantly, as one is minded with privilege. You see how few things a woman needs to master in order to live a smooth and abyss-fearing life. For life will require nothing more of her who keeps these precepts. Thanks.
Thank you, Alexis. So next we have Claire Ogerscott.
Thank you. Inspirations by Marcus Aurelius, part two. We might be messing with things lately. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself's soul. You do yourself a violence. Brief is the life in each of us, girl. Need not tragedy to remind us. Why ever do we commit ourselves to the charge of other men's souls? We do not reverence the self laden in the trap of another man's goals. This is kind of feminist, so I'll read it. It's by a friend of mine, so I'll read the original.
It's not part three, no?
Huh?
It's not part three.
No, it's not part three. Don't worry, this is the end of it. So this is the original, so it's more kind of a man's man type of thing. So Marcus Aurelius was a very well-valued philosopher, my friend tells me. So anyway, you are doing yourself violence, my soul, and you will have no second occasion to do yourself honour. Brief is the life of each of us, and this of yours is merely ended, and yet you do not reverence yourself, but commit your well-being to the charge of other men's souls.
Thank you, Clara. And next we have Eric Keller.
This poem is called Lyrical Disclosure. Lyrical Disclosure, taking the pinned leather. Lyrical Disclosure, taking the pinned leather upholstery from my mouth. Something inside me not willing to die, urging me to leave out this last shout. Like a pulse, coursing through the tunnel, sine waves, coalescing the walls, freedom is its wish. Smashing through the boundaries, feeling the beauty of this slow motion smashing dish. The sight, letting the pressure go, enjoying this peaceful journey, out of the snag and back into the flow. Life, how you teach me, foolish in my ways, getting pummeled along rocks, finally taught me to listen to your days. Undoing these shrouds of bullshit, it just feels so good being clear. Coming through the bramble brack, let the plantain and the lavender be near.
Thanks, Eric. Okay, next, let's get Teresa Honan up here. Teresa. Our pronouncement reader tonight.
This is a poem about Rowlands Lane. There's a lovely lane beneath the Shandon bells, a haven of granite, yet we hear their knells. Built in 1700s with an earth infirmary, my house changed hands many times before me. The lane is famous, you may have heard before, the first Irish woman in America in 1892. Born in Rowlands Lane, her name was Annie Moore. The story of the lane that's most of note of the residents who lived here just before. There was Mr. Raven and Mrs. Wren, Mrs. Crow and Mrs. Swan. They'd not heard comment on the quality of song until the priest heard of it, so the story goes. He added wit and wisdom and one more. Asher, you're all just a shower of hawks.
Thank you, Teresa. And our ultimate reader for tonight is Kieran McCarthy.
Don't talk to me of excess while I'm eating on my overdraft and sleeping in a shack, counting shades of darkness above me while lying on my back. Dragged back by the ankle after every step on track, everything I have ignored to remind me what I lack. Making no plans, no promises to either safety nor well-being. And counting sunsets to the heyday of the undercut all-seeing. Scared to meet the eyes of the comfortable and clean, with a queue of lies to account for where I've been. Could I buy back my honesty on a government scheme? Take breath from little fictions. Take breath from little fictions. Take breath from little fictions. Could I buy back my honesty on a government scheme? Take breath from little fictions. Painting palatable scenes, the bridge a gap from the edge of the obscene. To where my mind can tunnel back to some distant dream. I long to live in peace with both my conscience and yours. Ignite natural action in the world I observe. Enter all engagements with intention crystal pure. And spawn no malice from hardships endured. I need you to give me shelter while I cause my own cure, and I'll return in equal measure when I'm steady, when I'm sure. I need to hear the words that you want me in the world. I need to hear the words that you want me in the world. When I've softened the steel that's made a bunker of my brain and evicted the victim complex that it stretched my arms in blame, I will ask too much of you. Above the perceived call of duty, for you could save a life if you pour your warmth through me. Your tears of passion could cleanse every stain. And I look upon once more with joy what a cynic's eye would taint. I could love my life again, and I'd call you a saint, for on any day to anyone you could be a saint. On any day to anyone you could be a saint. I'd remember your kind actions and keep them in their place. So when I see another suffer, I'd know the shape to trace of the support structure that draws a little grace and returns an easy smile to a jaded face. I'd remember what it meant. So understand what it means to hear the words, you will, you can, to have someone on your team, to make an honest plan, devise sensible schemes, to care with loving hands, to sleep with peaceful dreams.